This is A Jedi's Guide to Extemporaneous Repotting, a Star Wars Clone Wars era fanfic written by Willow Crowned and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and is Jen, with additional tags for Qui-Gon Jinn Lives, and he is going to make it everyone's problem. I can't in good faith tag this as fluff because they do bitch at each other for a while, but it's not serious or angsty. Humor. Plants. Author's notes. Alternate summary. Ahsoka. Qui-Gon does drugs? Obi-Wan, who watched Qui-Gon light up a joint the day he was apprenticed. Yep. Now let's go destroy the ones he's growing in my bathtub. The call came when he was 15 minutes out from the temple, having made his way through the worst of the planetary traffic. It was not, as he had half expected, Qui-Gon calling to tell him of some well-meant and ill-fashioned surprise from Anakin, so that he might do better than paste on a grimace at the chaos that would undoubtedly greet him. Nor was it Anakin, calling to tell him that because someone, Qui-Gon, had picked a fight at the last minute, Qui-Gon, they wouldn't be able to greet him at the hangar and would instead have to attempt to placate whatever person someone, Qui-Gon, had managed to piss off. Instead, it was Ahsoka. And she had news that was far worse than any of Anakin's ill-begotten surprises, or entirely expected altercations that might have been avoided if someone, Qui-Gon, were a hair less stubborn. "Master Obi-Wan," she said, eyes somewhere between wide with worry and creased with exhaustion.
"Master Qui-Gon planted stuff in your bathtub again."
Obi-Wan sighed, because he really should have expected this, having been gone for 3 months, but he had been naively holding on to the hope that his bathroom, well, truly his entire apartment, but the bathroom was the most important, would escape Qui-Gon unscathed.
"He said not to tell you,"
Ahsoka added. "He thinks he can convince me to keep them if he talks to me before I see the damage, doesn't he?" Ahsoka wrinkled her nose.
"He did say something about getting you to promise to preserve endangered species before you saw them."
Obi-Wan's eyes narrowed as he brought out his comm, sending both Qui-Gon and Anakin a short message telling them he'd be stuck in planetary traffic for another hour, so they wouldn't meet him at the hangar. "Can you meet me at my apartment in half an hour?" Ahsoka nodded. "Good." Obi-Wan frowned. "You know that collection of priceless vases Qui-Gon has?"
"Yeah?"
"Bring those." Obi-Wan paused. "Actually, bring his kettle, too. We're going to be doing some repotting." Ahsoka was waiting for him when he got there, leaning against a trolley filled with Qui-Gon's vase collection, along with both his nice kettle and the spare one. Obi-Wan looked on approvingly. "Resourceful girl." Ahsoka looked up, a beaming smile breaking out on her face. "Obi-Wan!" She bowed to him politely a half second later, manners having caught up with her, before abandoning pretense entirely and throwing herself at him in a welcome, if overenthusiastic, hug. Obi-Wan let out a slight oof as she barreled into him, nostrils poking his chin as she buried her face in his chest. "I'm glad to see someone missed me." Ahsoka pulled her face out of his robes. "Master Qui-Gon keeps coming by our place to use our shower. Make him stop."
"Well, at least you missed my skills,"
Obi-Wan murmured.
"Let's get to repotting, shall we? And then we'll see about Qui-Gon's expansional aspirations."
Obi-Wan hadn't been sure what to expect when he'd opened the bathroom door. If he were lucky, it would have been a few flowers, maybe a thistle if luck didn't want to favor him entirely. If he were unlucky, it would be, well, this. At least half the plants in the tub were carnivorous, judging by the way they were snapping at each other and the remnants of raw meat at their bases. The other half looked more normal, but Obi-Wan had his suspicions. Ahsoka looked at them dubiously. Are they dangerous? Master Qui-Gon said they were medicinal, but... One of the more dangerous-looking ones, bright, acid, green, with a gaping mouth and sharp teeth, snapped at her, punctuating her point. You brought thick leather gloves, I hope, Obi-Wan replied with a grimace, pulling out one of the plant scanners he'd borrowed from the quartermaster long ago, when he'd first had an encounter with one of Qui-Gon's plants. Ahsoka nodded. Last time I tried to move one of its plants, it bit me. Obi-Wan snorted. If she'd escaped with just a bite, then she was lucky. He'd ended up with a horrible infection when he was 19, courtesy of a rare flowering plant imported from the Outer Rim. The scanner beeped, and Obi-Wan skimmed the results. Well, they are technically medicinal. Ahsoka peered over the edge of the bathtub at the purple one with spikes, which appeared to be using its many tentacle-like appendages to try to consume its neighbor. Even the purple one? Even the purple one. What does it do? Obi-Wan set down the scanner on the bathroom counter and stared at the plant with distaste. It's a mild hallucinogen. Ahsoka blinked. Master Obi-Wan?
Yes?
Why is Master Qui-Gon growing mildly hallucinogenic plants in your bathtub?
The usual reason, I expect.
Oh. Ahsoka's eyes widened.
Oh.
Obi-Wan tried not to smile too much at her surprise.
That's why we're not burning them. The smoke would take weeks to clear out. Well, that, and the fact that he didn't want to start a massive row the second he got back. Any real arguing could wait until the third day, at least.
He let out a huff.
Right. Gloves on. Get the worst ones first.
He paused.
See if you can get the yellow one oozing pus in the tiled vase. That's his favorite.
Ahsoka nodded, and they got to work. It was, all in all, not the most disgusting or dangerous work Obi-Wan had done in his life, even discounting every other time he'd had to get rid of Qui-Gon's plants. It was, however, worse than anything he'd done within the last 3 months, and considering he'd spent a good deal of that time slogging through swamps, that meant a fair bit. By the end of it, he was tired, covered in dirt and other various botanical fluids, and was dearly hoping Ahsoka would volunteer to bring the plants back to Qui-Gon's apartment on her own, so he could clean the remaining dirt and raw meat out of his bathtub, take a long, hot, clean shower, and sleep for as long as it took for Qui-Gon to discover his plants had been repotted and break through the reprogrammed code for the door. Which meant, of course, that Qui-Gon had to arrive just as Ahsoka was dumping the last plant, acid green with yellow spots and some dangerous-looking suckers, into the last vase. Real glass, blown by one of the last glassblowers of Arish and made with sand from the beach of 1,000 Suns. There was a moment between moments where everything stilled. Ahsoka's hands half a foot away from the last vase, Obi-Wan reaching for the broom, and Qui-Gon's face frozen in a look of horror as he took in the multitude of carnivorous, hallucinogenic plants confined to his prized vases. Then the plant with teeth snapped its jaws menacingly, and the moment broke.
Obi-Wan, Qui-Gon rumbled, thunderous. What have you done?
Obi-Wan, who might have been intimidated by Qui-Gon's furor were he 15 years younger and not dead tired, shrugged.
You used my bathtub without permission, Obi-Wan offered,
the only explanation or excuse he was willing to give. Qui-Gon frowned, trying for an expression somewhere between understanding and sadly resigned.
I wouldn't have if there had been any other option.
Obi-Wan narrowed his eyes, unimpressed.
You see, my own was already filled, and there was just...
Your own was already filled, Obi-Wan repeated. Then,
how have you been showering?
A pause.
You have been showering, haven't you?
Of course, Qui-Gon said, far more offended than he had any right to be, given Obi-Wan's first-hand memory of the 2 weeks in which he hadn't, in fact, bathed, even if it had been some form of protest toward something that Obi-Wan had forgotten, but was undoubtedly not worth it.
I've been using Anakin's.
Obi-Wan was silent, his glare scathing.
He's never there. Ahsoka is, Obi-Wan replied.
And even if she wasn't, you couldn't, say, find somewhere to store your illegal plants that isn't a necessary fixture?
None of them are illegal,
Qui-Gon protested in a low rumble.
Because they're too rare for customs to bother forbidding.
Qui-Gon humphed at that.
I was protecting endangered species.
Obi-Wan gaped.
They wouldn't be endangered if you hadn't brought them to an inhospitable planet.
I... What Master Obi-Wan means to say, Ahsoka interceded, edging out from behind Obi-Wan with the sort of iron willpower that deserved sagas written about it, is that all your plants are on the cart, and you can take them back now.
Qui-Gon narrowed his eyes at Obi-Wan,
and Obi-Wan resisted the urge to slump, exhausted.
If he'd known they were going to end up arguing, he would have burned the damn things and borrowed Quinlan's couch for the next few days.
Well, he might have even let Qui-Gon keep the plants, if it meant he got a solid 8 hours of sleep in a warm, dry, not mosquito-infested room. Abruptly, something strange came over Qui-Gon's face as he looked at Obi-Wan. A lightening of the righteous indignation, with a hint of what might have even been guilt.
Right,
he said slowly, as though he were trying to fit whatever he had remembered into the events of the last few minutes. Then, when that failed...
Thank you.
Qui-Gon took the cart, looking dubiously at the plant that had immediately started trying to eat his fingers, and wheeled it out, dignified as anyone could be while attempting to avoid having their hands bitten. Obi-Wan let out a groan of relief as soon as he heard the door shut behind him, and collapsed against the bathroom floor.
Well... That should keep him from trying anything like this for at least the next year.
Ahsoka's eyes widened.
He's going to do it again?
Obi-Wan grimaced, an agreement in itself.
Master Obi-Wan?
She frowned, as though she were thinking very hard about something.
Yes?
Is Master Qui-Gon an asshole?
Obi-Wan let out a long, tired, resigned sigh.
Undoubtedly.
The end. Reader's notes. I am recording this podfic on my living room couch. However, there is also the New York City Marathon happening outside my window, so you may or may not pick up some screaming in the background. Mostly, I just wanted an excuse to try recording things on the living room couch because it's there, and I've got the apartment to myself right now. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you to Willow Crown for having blanket permission to podfic and for continuing to write such delightful interactions of the disaster lineage and how they've all got terrible habits and make terrible decisions, and specifically with their interactions towards each other. As much as we love each other, we are also, like, I will hide your shit in the linen closet until you find it again. Very much like hiding my sister's Furby in the linen closet until it died, but with all of Qui-Gon's plants and colonizing each other's bedrooms and things like that. So yes, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.